In Mark chapter 8, Jesus said, "Unless you deny your innermost self and take up the cross, you cannot be my disciple." Detachment is the goal of self-denial, disconnecting from a possessive attitude towards one of surrender, turning from the illusion of safety in your false self to real security found in the power of the Holy Spirit. But where do you turn for protection and safety? Well, the theme of this meditation from 1 Peter chapter 1 is true security. And I pray this contemplation will help you find the true peace and safety that you seek in the enduring presence of the Holy Spirit. So to begin, whether at dawn or dusk, allow this time to be a safe sanctuary to rest in the enduring presence of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. A moment to encounter the security of being breathed on by the breath of God. So allow your eyes to close, your breathing to relax, and settle into wherever you are, turning inward and centering on the enduring, eternal presence of the Holy Spirit. Continue by listening to this responsive reading from Isaiah chapter 40. And as I lead us, respond, "Holy Spirit, come." May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, "Clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God." And Holy Spirit, come. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains and hills. Straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. And Holy Spirit, come. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. The Lord has spoken. And Holy Spirit, come. Let this time of stillness continue as you spend a few more moments now being mindful of the Holy Spirit at work in and through you. And by God's grace, the Spirit of God is present. So encounter now His enduring peace. What of your life do you feel withering away? Physical strength, money, or material things? Well, for a moment, take note of how you felt recently when you lost something dear to you. Now allow your thoughts to drift back to what endures, the permanent presence of the breath of God, as you whisper, "Holy Spirit, come." Center now on what remains. The presence of the Spirit of God, the love of the Son of God, and the abiding Word of the Holy Father. Rest here, secure in the power of God. your mind may wander. Don't be too hard on yourself. That's only human. But rather let your drifting thoughts be a trigger to return to your breathing and be reminded of the eternal presence of God. Whisper once more, Holy Spirit, come. Allow the security of the Holy Spirit to become your centering prayer. Center too on your breathing. Take several belly breaths. In through your nose and hold it for a moment and slowly release it from your mouth. Just notice each breath. Be mindful of each breath as a sacred reminder of the security of God. Let each breath remind you of the pneuma, the breath of God. Each breath centering you on the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. Even as you center on your breathing, you may still notice your mind drifting. For now, allow it to drift, and then center back on your breathing and whispering the words, Holy Spirit, come. For this next minute, be mindful of your breathing and soaking in the eternal presence of the Holy Spirit. Now encounter the Holy Spirit even closer as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 24 and 25, and I'll begin in the New King James Version. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. Yet the grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. What came into focus from this reading? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you. What became even more clear this second time? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest in the eternal presence, secure in all that remains. listen once more, but consider it now from the New Living Translation. For you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever, because it comes from the eternal living Word of God. As the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers, and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And that word is the good news that was preached to you. How did you relate to this passage personally? Well, take this next minute to pray in the Holy Spirit. Wait here in prayer, expecting the world to fall away, as the word of the Lord endures forever in your heart. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen now from the New International Version. All people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What are you longing for in your relationship with God? Something fleeting or everlasting? Well, spend another minute now in solitude, surrendering to the enduring presence of the Holy Spirit. Whispering, Holy Spirit, come. While resting in imaginative contemplation, take several moments now to encounter the enduring presence of the Holy Spirit. With your eyes closed, imagine holding dried grass and flowers in your hands. How do they feel? Light? Weightless? Do the contents feel dead and fleeting? Well, slowly open your fingers now and feel the remains drop to the ground. Feel it fall away. Now slowly grip your empty hands once more as you imagine them holding the hands of Jesus. Feel the life, the safety, the enduring presence. For this next minute, allow your false self to fall away as you discover real security and safety in the enduring presence of the Holy Spirit. return once more to your breathing. Just a soft, whispered breath of meditation. Holy Spirit, come. And be mindful, too, of those you meet along the way that are holding on to the world for their peace. How might the Holy Spirit use you to help someone else deny themselves and hold on to the enduring hand of God? Now please accept this closing benediction to remember that all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flowers of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. May you know the love of Christ, be aware of the Holy Spirit, and be transformed by the breath of God. And Father God, by your mercy, hear this prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.